The demonstration school for the deaf at Mampoenkweapim has sent an SOS to government for assistance. The headmistress of the school, Regina Dankwa, said as a special school, the poor state of infrastructure and lack of facilities are making effective teaching and learning difficult. She said since the school is not fenced, the life of the pupils are in perpetual danger because the school is located on the main Accra-Kufodria highway. The situation, she said, puts the children's life at risk. Madame Dankwa made this known to Radio Ghana when the school visited Parliament as part of its 45th anniversary. Here's a report by Stephen Kweye and Augustus Akwe.
The saying goes that if the mountain will not come to Mohammed, Mohammed will go to the mountain. Acting on this, the demonstration school for the deaf at Mampoenkweapim paid a visit to Parliament to not only acquaint themselves with the work of the legislature, but also meet the MPs for Akre, Ebrin Sawum, and Ekropon, since the school is within their reach. The headmistress, Regina Dankwa, noted that since the school's establishment as the premier institution for the hearing impaired some 45 years ago, the school has not seen any major facelift. She said the school should also benefit from the level of attention given senior high schools.
The school is 45 years, but it doesn't look like a school which is 45 years. The old buildings which were established as classrooms and dormitories remain the same. We have no administration block, no library, no computer lab, and then about 10 computers donated to us by Rotary Club, which are non-functioning. Meanwhile, the schools for the deaf or special schools are the only institutions in the country which have boarding facilities. All others are deaf. And so we are classified as running second cycle programs administratively. So we expect them also to treat us as they treat others.
One of the MPs that the teachers and students were eager to meet was the MP for Ekropon, William Boafo. After he briefed the pupils of the work of Parliament, he invited questions from the deaf and deaf and blind children. Disability, they say, is not inability, and thus the children brought to bear, as with the help of their interpreter, they anxiously raised their hands to sign their questions for the MP. The barrage of questions the people asked largely bordered on the development of their school. They also wanted to know when interpreters will be at hospitals and other public places to assist them, as well as the provision of signed textbooks for them. Mr. Boafo assured the school children and staff that they had not been neglected.
The MP, I don't have money to do those things. When you need anything at all, he will send it to us. Then we take it to the ministry. So my suggestion to Madam Dankwa is that we should have a development plan for 2 or 3 years or 5 years. Then we'll pick it up and send it to the Minister of Education, Special School Division, for study and implementation.
The demonstration school for the deaf plans to have fun games, a spelling bee, and a health walk as part of its 45th anniversary this year.
Stephen Kweye and Augustus Akwe filed that report.